city. He didn't even come yet just because he bought a ticket to go through the Magnum. He's already considered my
Baruch Hashem. So, Chazdei Hashem, we are in Torah Lamed, part Chet, on the left side. We talked yesterday a little bit about the tefillah, that we need to be brave to stand up and to ask for Hashem Yitbarach to change His creation for Olam. He created something exactly like that it is now, and we want Him to change it. Don't like it, Bura Olam, what's going on? I'm not married, Bura Olam, why you didn't give me parnasa? We have complaints, and to be very brave to stand in front of Bura Olam, to argue with him on the creation that he's been created.
So,
ובפרט התפילה, especially the תפילה, it's written in the first line on the left side, שהיא פלאות, that it's wonders, דהיינו שידוד המערכות, means that you're asking from Hashem Yitbarach to change everything that he made already. He made it like that, that you will have 100 shekel parnasa a day, and you want 300, so you're asking him to change. שהמערכות מחייבים כך, that it's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, like as the machines, the systems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created are working like that, obligating you to have that, what that you have in your life. וכל כוכב ומזל, and every star is set קבוע על משמרתו, exactly fulfilling his job, ומערכה שלו, כפי מה שסדרם הבורא יתברך שמו, exactly like that הקדוש ברוך הוא fixed them, organized them, שיהיו קבועים ומסודרים כך וכך, that they're gonna be organized like that. והוא בא בתפילתו, and that person is coming in his prayer, ורוצה לשדד המערכות, and he wants to change the systems. Small person like you wants to change everything. ולעשות פלאות, and to make wonders. בעולם. We need a house. Really? That house belongs to someone else, and you want it. על כן, this is why. בשעת התפילה, in the time of prayer, צריך לסלק את הבושה. The person have to push away the shame from his face and to be brazen. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, בך בטחו אבותינו, in you our fathers were trusting, our fathers, forefathers were trusting you, בטחו, trusting you, ולא בושו, and they were not ashamed to ask from you. This is the will of Hashem, that we will not be embarrassed to ask from him everything. כי על ידי הבושה, because by the shame, שמתבייש מאיתו יתברך, that you're ashamed from him, from Hashem יתברך, אי אפשר להתפלל, you cannot pray. This is why that it's written, אין הביישן למד, that a shy person cannot learn, you cannot develop. If you're shy, if you have questions and you're not coming to ask, you're never gonna learn. Never gonna learn. Never gonna learn. Never gonna learn. If you're too shy to ask, what you should ask? Everything. Like we learned in the Gemara Kedoshah. On Rav Kahana, that was lying to Tepuria the Rav, that was lying under the bed of Rav. He had to ask him, he had to check, how are you keeping that mitzvah? How are you going to know? Someone can know how to keep that mitzvah if you never kept that mitzvah, never been taught how to keep that mitzvah. No one can know. How are you going to know? You have to ask someone. Who are you going to ask? You have to ask someone that knows how to keep that mitzvah. You have to be someone kosher, someone holy. If you're not going to ask, you're never going to know. Never. Never going to know. No chance in the world that you're going to know how to keep that mitzvah. And not only that mitzvah. Even mitzvah that you see with your eyes, you cannot know. What's the intentions? They ask the Rabbi Milubavitch, what's his intentions when he's wrapping himself with a talit? So he said, not to hurt no one with a tzitziot. Would you think about that alone without listening to the Rabbi Milubavitch? So you see, You have to ask your rabbi, what's your intentions? What's your thoughts when you're dipping in the mikveh? What's your thoughts when you're with your wife, when you're learning Torah, when you're doing it bodedut, when you're confessing? You have to be brazen, a holy one. Only by that, to have a huge courage, only by that you can approach Hashem. And this is an aspect of what it's written. Ata ha'el ose fele. You are Hashem that makes wonders. Hodata ba'amim uzecha. You let all of the nation know you by your oz, by your power. Means by the fact that they gonna be brazen. Weird word. Shehashem Yitbarach osef laot, that Hashem Yitbarach is making wonders al yedei tfilot shel Israel, by the prayers of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael are going and praying and dedicating times in the fields, hours and hours, asking for something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing the world for them. So then the world realized what's going on here. We had such an amazing plan to conquer them, to do this, to do that, and Am Yisrael are changing all of our schemes, all of our plans. So they see the greatness of Hashem Yitbarach. They see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to the prayers of Am Yisrael. But if Am Yisrael would be shy, they say, no, we're not worthy to pray. Who am I to talk to Hashem? No, we're not worthy to talk to the Lord, to the Almighty. It's all nonsense. Boralam wants you to stand like Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days, 40 nights. And if you're going to decide to stand 40 days and 40 nights, like Moshe Rabbeinu, not to drink no water, and not to eat no bread, and not to sleep at all, you're going to make it. Really. Each and every one of us is going to make it. Because it all depends on the will. You can see that when you are happy, when you're dedicated to something, when you have something in mind, you're not hungry, you're not tired, you can be awake for days. You need to move your apartment. Someone is thinking about drinking something when you have to do that? No. Can you imagine that you can move all of your apartment in one day? You cannot do that. But when you have to, you're doing it. The power of today, the power of the present, the power of deciding that I'm doing something now, it's an eternal power. It's a power that you can work with it forever. I'm serving Hashem now. Now I need to pray. If your will is going to be strong and you're going to concentrate on that, that I need to serve Hashem Yitbarach to pray on a certain subject now, and it's more important than everything else, you're going to stand like that forever. Days and nights. 8 hours, 70 hours, 70 days. Borei Olam is with you, don't worry. When you're going to have your salvation, when Borei Olam is going to want you to do something else, he's going to wake you up to understand that you need to go to do something else. Go grab your diamonds. Go collect your money. Go take your wife. Go enter to your house, whatever. Borei Olam is going to hand it to you. And you're going to feel that in your prayer. You're going to feel huge light. Botach b'Hashem chesed yisto bevenu, the one that counts on Hashem Yitbarach, kindness is surrounding him. Surrounding him from every direction. Just need to have a strong will. To increase our will and never to back off. Never, 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 never from nothing else. A Jew is a soul, is a neshama, is a will. What is your neshama? It's your will to attach yourself to the Creator. This is who that you are. If you're going to look inside, you're going to observe, who am I? Who is that crazy person that is sitting and learning to a crazy redhead? Who is that person? Who is that? It's a soul. I'm looking for Hashem Yitbarach. I'm willing to do whatever I should do to find Hashem Yitbarach. This is me. I'm not my past. I'm not my history. I'm not my experiences. This is my lackings. This is my body. This is my mirror. This is the prison that I was trapped in. But who am I? I'm a soul. And what is a soul? A soul is part of Hashem. Neshama Elokit. Neshama Torah. That it's all pure, pure, pure. No lackings. No defects. Nothing. Nothing. Inside of you, Hashem is in. It's part of Hashem. It's a neshama elokit. It's chelek eloka mimala. It's part of Elohim from heaven. Inside of your prison, you have that kind of prison, you have that kind of prison, I have a different kind of prison. Everyone has a different prison, but the soul is divine. It's Hashem Himself inside of you, alive inside of you. Chaya Chaim, that He is alive. If you're alive, means that Hashem Yitbarach is inside of you. And you need to reveal it, and to be aware to that. And to work on that, you have to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. To talk about it, to talk to yourself inside. To talk to yourself. What's going on with me? Why am I falling every time I see food? Every time I see alcohol? Every time I see a woman? Every time I see a car? What's going on with me? Why am I so attracted to all of those nonsense? Ribono Shel Olam, help me that I won't be so confused because all of those nonsense. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, help me concentrate in you. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, please, Ribono Shel Olam, to beg and to beg and to ask and to wish and to want. And even if you're falling thousands of times, what do you care? You came to succeed. You came here to want Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu and David and Yosef, they went to heaven in Rahava Deravin, in the will of all will. That they wanted Hashem Yitbarach in a perfect way. They didn't want nothing else except of Hashem. This is success. That Hashem Yitbarach is the thing that you're looking for in your life. This is a very good answer that you have in heaven to say, I want it. I wanted Hashem Yitbarach. I wanted to put tefillin. You're right, that tefillin was weighed 2 tons in that day. I couldn't find the power to put tefillin. I couldn't. I tried. I wanted. I could not. I went back to sleep. I wasn't putting tefillin that day. I'm sorry, Ribono Shel Olam, but I wanted. I know that I wanted. I remember me looking, observing on my bag of tefillin, and I wanted, and I missed my tefillin, and I wanted to put my tefillin. It's a lot more important and huge and great than to put tefillin and not to care about the tefillin at all. Alright, putting tefillin, this is it. It's not important at all. And it's not bringing you closer to Hashem Yitbarach at all. At all. At all. But when you want Hashem Yitbarach, and you pray, you express your will with your mouth, and you say, Ribono Shel Olam, please, wake me up. I don't want those things anymore, Ribono Shel Olam. I want you. I want you, Ribono Shel Olam. Those words are carving a way and opening an amazing path for all of Am Yisrael to go through that path. That they're going to be able. Am Yisrael are so weak. So weak. People are falling down from nonsense, from shtuyot, from klum. People are committing suicides and getting divorced because of nothing. And making abortions, hapalot, because of nothing. And killing themselves and slaughtering themselves because of nothing. And using drugs and alcohol and going down to India, to I don't know where. Ruin their lives with drugs and I don't know what. Hiding in ni'uf, in computers, in movies, in... Why? They don't have no powers. They don't have no faith. And us, with our prayers, like the Rav Shalom said, when a person is praying, when a person is expressing his goodwill, he is creating angels. That those angels are going and bringing thoughts of tshuva in the world. And every person, he said that in the Hilula of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he said it this year. Every person, each and every one of us, with hours of itbodedut, can bring thousands of people to do tshuva in a day. Every day. With itbodeduyot. That you express your will. That you're just praying. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to serve you. I want to love you, Bor Olam. I want to love the Torah. I don't want to love all of the nonsense of this world, Ribono Shel Olam. Please, help me that I'm going to remember you all day long. That I'm never going to forget you. That I'm going to be pure. That I'm going to be holy. Please guard my eyes. Please guard my eyes. Please guard my eyes. Like that. With those will that you're creating, expressing them with your mouth, you're creating souls. And those souls are going in the world and bringing people to do tshuva. How you woke up to do tshuva? How you woke up to do tshuva? How you woke up to do tshuva? You remember? Suddenly you had the thought of tshuva. So I'm going to tell you that once Rav Shalom told me, I brought you here with my tefillot and you fell into a jar of honey. This is what that is happening. Rav Berland said it once in a shiur, a lot of the students that are here only because that I made it to Bodedut in a forest close to their city. In a pardes close to their city. So you're going somewhere and doing it Bodedut, and there are sparks over there of tshuva that belongs to certain people, and you're bringing those up. And you're lifting them with your prayers, with your itbodeduyot, with your confessions, with your desiring to Hashem Yitbarach. And those angels that comes out from your mouth are going in the world and making actions. Which actions? To wake up another Jew, someone from Iceland, someone from Germany, someone from England, someone from Spain, someone from China. And he's waking up and suddenly he's grabbing his head. Hey, Garden of Emunah. What's going on? Hey, I'm gonna check that book. And he's opening. And he's on a plane. And suddenly, you're meeting him in the Kotel HaMa'arabi with a bag. I'm looking for Chut Shul Chesed Yeshiva. You know who Chut Shul Chesed Yeshiva is? What's going on with you, mister? We brought him with our hours of itbodeduyot. In the world to come, you're gonna see that he's your fruit. Why do you think that he's coming to you and asking you questions? Because you brought him here. If you're aware to that, or if you're not aware to that. Why is he coming to you? Because you brought him here. Why is he asking you? Why he needs you? Because you're his father. Because you brought him. He feels that you are the source of all good that he's got in his life. So he's coming to you. And he's talking to you and asking you, can you clarify that to me? Can you explain that to me? I don't understand. Please, can you tell me? Can you? Why? Because you're his source of his neshama. Because you gave him a spark from your neshama. And you woke him up in the middle of the desert and you brought him to Zion, to Zion, to Mount of Hashem, to Har HaBayit, to Eretz Yisrael, to source of all Kedusha, source of all good. And this is the merit, this is something amazing that Baruch Hashem is handing it to us, and it's free. You just grab it and run with it to the field, to do hours and hours of it, but you don't. Think about it. On what we're wasting our time. What are you going to say to Baalam? I didn't have enough money. I couldn't serve Hashem. I didn't have a house. I wasn't married. You need a house to serve Hashem. You need a wife to serve Hashem. You want to know what a wife is doing to your Avodat Hashem? I'm going to tell you. She's stamping on your Avodat Hashem. She doesn't let you serve Hashem. Your Avodat Hashem becomes to be faith, to believe in Hashem. To believe that Hashem is there, that one day I'm also going to be able to sit and learn, that hopefully one day I'm going to be able to go to the field also, and not to do my itbodeduyot while changing diapers. This is what a wife is doing to Avodat Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's also a part. It's a very good part. To serve Hashem, it depends on your will. If you want to serve Hashem, so serve Him. Serve Him. In your life, in the life that Baruch Hashem gave you. One is serving Hashem with a wife, one is serving Hashem without a wife. One with money, one without money. What do you care? You're here to make money? You're here to get married? Or you're here to serve Hashem? If you're here to serve Hashem, so serve Hashem. To open a book, you can open? Open. To pray, you can pray? Pray. To ask for tshuva, you can ask? Ask. To come to a shiur, you can? You can. To do afatzah, you can? You can. To do it bodedut, it's the cheapest of them all. What? You just need to open your mouth. This is it. I wanted to talk to you about something very important that a lot of guys didn't, maybe it's my fault probably, I wasn't explaining myself enough. About the Tfilat Shemona Esrei, that when we're saying that a person should have a long Shemona Esrei, what it means to have a long Shemona Esrei? It means that you need to take every bracha and to make it wider. Not just to say the words and to jump to the next bracha. Just to pray that prayer in a more deeper way. So how to do that? We know that there is a certain halakha that is saying that a person allowed to add. And usually people are adding in Shema Kolenu and in Barech Aleinu. People are adding a few more words from themselves or from what that's written in the Siddur to that bracha. And lefi halacha, by the halacha, it's allowed. But this is not what that we're explaining to do in the Shmona Esrei to wide every bracha and bracha. Just not to change the text of the bracha at all. Just to say the words over and over, again and again. If someone can bring us to do it, it can be very nice. It's very good. Thank you. We have one.
Abraham.
Thank you, Abraham. So, just simple as that. Just to say, Hashem. When we're mentioning the name of Hashem, we're not saying it a lot of times. The name of Hashem in Barach, we're just thinking about it before we're mentioning the name of Hashem. And then we're saying, Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach. Now you need to say, Sfatai Tiftach, open my lips. So, if you haven't said it with your heart, means you haven't thought about it. So you need to say it again. Hashem, open my lips. Means, I cannot open my lips alone. Not to mention those words, just to think about it. And to say it until you're really going to say it with your heart, with your brain, inside those words. Hashem, open my lips. Understand what you're saying. Upi, and then my mouth. Think about it. And if you haven't concentrated, so say it again. Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, Sfatai Tiftach, Sfatai Tiftach, Sfatai Tiftach, open my mouth, open my mouth, open my mouth, again and again. Until you're going to say it proper. And then you can move on to the next word. Upi, Yagiti Ilatecha, Yagiti Ilatecha, Tilatecha. Think about it. Your praises, I'm going to praise you, you, you. Until you're going to feel that you said it right. And then you can move on. Baruch, we're not saying that again. Ata Hashem, we cannot say those words again. Why? Because that is a bracha. Bracha have the rule of bracha. You're not allowed to say the bracha few times. The first part of the bracha. But the ending of the bracha, you allow. If you're saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael, so Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not allowed to say again and again and again. But Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael, you can say thousands of times. Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael, Rofe, 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 Chole Amo, Amo, that we are your nation, we are your nation. Israel, Israel, that we are the sons of Israel, that we are Am Israel. And then again, Rofe, Chole, Amo, Israel, again, until you're going to finish, until you're going to feel that this is it, that you fulfilled your obligation of saying that bracha like you should have, that you made it, that you said it to Hashem Yitbarach, that you send all of your heart to Hashem Yitbarach. And like that, every bracha, and bracha, and bracha. And if you're doing that like that, until you feel satisfied from the way that you said that bracha, you're going to see that 1 hour for Shmona Esrei is not enough. It's not enough. And it's okay to do only 1 hour. It's okay. Hasidim Rishonim, we're doing 1 hour. You want to be more than Hasidim Rishonim? 1 hour. 1 hour preparing themselves. 1 hour doing Shmona Esrei. 1 hour landing, coming back. If you're going to pray like that once in your life, one time in your life, you're going to see that after it, you're in a new world. It's a different lifetime. You're reborn, mamash. It's going to be such an amazing spiritual chavaya experience that you're going to feel that you lost all of your Shmona Esrei until today. That you were not praying. And actually, you were not praying. You were not praying. I wasn't praying. The Maaseh. Okay, so that Hashem Yitbarach Ose Plaot Al Yedei Tfilot Yisrael is making wonders by the prayers of Am Yisrael. Shehem Al Yedei Bechinot Azut Kanal, that they are, the prayers are by the aspects of brazen, holy brazen, like we said. Shal Yedei Ze, that by that Modia La Akum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting the nations to know את העזות דקדושה של ישראל, the holy brazenness of Am Israel. He's sharing with them, he's letting them to see all of that revenge, לעשות נקמה בגויים, revenge in the nations. What is that revenge? What is that revenge? You think that someone going to go with a sword and going to start stabbing people, חס שלום? It's not a revenge. A revenge, also the one that kills are not exist anymore. They died. Who are you going to kill? Their grandsons? What is going to help? It's not going to help. And if really you understand the greatness and the importance of Am Israel, so alright, let's say that German, he killed that Jew. Now you're going to kill that German and all of his kids. Are they worthy to the one that they killed? They're equal to him? That now we care about that revenge? Kill them all. What do we care about it? It's not worth it, those 6 million and 3 million that we lost. Kill 20 million of them. What do we care about it? Kill 100 million of them. What do we care? Is it worthy? It's not worthy. We know the importance of Am Yisrael. We know how great they are. So which revenge we're looking for? The revenge is a horrible tshuva. It's a horrifying tshuva. Is that they gonna realize what they've done. This is the revenge. When they're really gonna realize what they've done, the suffering that they're gonna have gonna be impossible to carry, to hold, to understand. They will kill themselves because of sorrow, because of understanding. Tshuva, this is what that we have to give to the world. The one that's gonna have the ability to do it, to accept it, gonna cancel themselves to the light of Hashem Yitbarach and gonna enjoy that light. And the one that will not gonna have the merit or the ability to accept it and to regret and to do it until the end, they're gonna die. They're gonna distinguish, gonna die, gonna disappear from the world. They will not gonna have the ability to stand that light. There is a light that is coming for good, and there is a light that becomes to be like fire. So the ones that have the ability can enjoy that. The ones that not, will not gonna have it. It's gonna burn them, their bodies. So also that revenge, also how that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna tell all of the nations, the brazen of Am Yisrael, the abilities of Am Yisrael, what it is. It means that they gonna see, look what's going on. Look on Am Yisrael, look. We were in the sukkah, someone was dancing in the halal, a person was standing outside of the sukkah and looking inside. And we were all dancing. And I see that person, after 5 minutes I see him again, standing over there. After a few more minutes I see him there standing. So I went out, saw that person, waved to him. I said, come. So he started to walk, went in. His name is Baruch, where is from? Kentucky. Baruch from Kentucky. Yosef told me there is nothing in Kentucky. No. Only chicken. Only chicken. So I was there calling him and he went to the sukkah. Started to talk to him, join us, started to dance with us. Harav blessed him and we danced. And suddenly that person is telling us that actually over there in Kentucky there is no Bet Knesset, there is no synagogue. He cannot go to pray with Jews. And he wants to pray. So he's going to a certain church. And over there he's praying because he's looking for the Lord, for Hashem, for the Creator. And this is a place that people are talking to the Creator, praying. So he's going. For years he's going over there to pray. And now they came all to Eretz Israel in an organized group. Peace finders, I know he called it. What they were looking for. Peace, looking for peace in Eretz Israel. Great. And he came with them, with that Christian group. And he went and he saw the sukkah of our yeshiva. And we gave him the book Garden of Peace, the Garden of Faith. And the Rav Shalom blessed him and his wife, lovely wife Rivka. So they're going to be able to come to Eretz Israel. Praying on them that they're going to have the power to come to Eretz Israel, to live here. Yosef gave them the link to the YouTube and everything. You see, what can a person do? What can we do with that hafatzah? After that, in Simchat Torah, he came again. In Simchat Torah, he came again. And he joined us, and God blessed him.
Yeah,
what?
Kugel.
He ate kugel. He ate kugel. This is it. Stamp. This is it. Mark. It's been marked. This is it. Shaljadei sheroin ha'akum, that by that the nation sees the wonders, the taplaot, ha'na'asin ba'olam, that's happening in the world, al yedei tfilot Israel, by the prayers of Am Israel, al yedei zeh yod'in kama gadol ha'azud ikdusha shel Israel, by that they can understand how huge is the holy brazenness of Am Israel. The Jews, the nations are they don't know how to deal with us. They don't know. We, after trying so many years to do so many things and nothing is helping, nothing is working for them. Every time they have a different plan, every time they have a different... And nothing is working, nothing. Shmaelim are getting crazy, they don't understand. How can it be? How can it be? Only because there are people that are standing and praying. People are standing and praying, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dropping fear on our enemies, and they cannot move a finger, and they don't know why, and they cannot understand what's going on. Why they're not doing nothing, they don't understand. They want to so much, and they cannot. They're afraid. Litpalel, the Am Yisrael have that ability to pray, ולעשות פלאות כנ"ל, and to make wonders like we learned. ועל כן הצדיק, and this is why the righteous man, על ידי שרואה, now Rabbeinu is connecting that Torah, that all of that explanation on the brazenness, holy brazenness, to the beginning of the Torah, that we explained it, that the righteous man, he is the one that is lifting, that is rising all of the prayers of Am Yisrael, and by, and he knows exactly which tefillah belongs to every person and person. So the righteous man, by watching the brazenness and the Torah, והתורה של כל אחד ואחד, of each and every one of us, that when we're praying, the prayers are going to his hands, and he is lifting them. And when he's lifting them, he is observing on them, he's watching them, and he's checking, and he sees the brazenness of and the Torah of each and every one of us. Because you're putting into your prayers the brazenness that you have, how much courage you have to talk about the things that you need, and you are daring to say and to ask for things, and how much Torah you have, how much Torah you're putting in your prayers, not just asking from Hashem Yitbarach to be able to fly and to buy a Chevy. You're asking for things that coming from your limud. You want to guard your eyes, you want to be like Abraham Avinu, you're mentioning Torah. You're talking from the sugiyot that you're learning, your limud is coming back, you're reviewing your limud while you're praying. You're making from the Torah tefillah. You're making from the Torah that you're learning prayers. You're learning something now, what you're doing with it? You need to take it to the field. And now in the field you need to pray on what that you learned. So by that you're praying, your prayer is full with Torah. You're praying on what that you learned from the Torah Kedoshah. Al yedei zeh, and by that, yodea, the righteous man, he knows, et ha-tfilah shebilbela oto, which prayer was confusing him, me'eze me'em ba, from which of the students it came from, v'al yedei zeh yodea le'uchiyach oto, and by that he knows to rebuke him. So when he's rebuking you, actually he's rebuking you on the fact that you are confusing him in your Shmona Esrei. You're coming to Arav, and Arav, this and that, and starts to rebuke you. You should know that you're confused in Shmona Esrei, and now it's the time for you to take it back, to do tshuva on that. Great, wonderful. So, let's learn more. Vezeu Mishra Desangina. And this is what that, if you remember, a few years ago, when he started the Torah, Torah Lamed, Rabbeinu said, he brought the Gemara, that the Gemara was saying, Mishra de Sakina, b'mai kat lele, if there is a, how you said? Field?
Field of knives, rose.
Stocks.
Stocks. Knives. How are you going to cut it? With what you going to cut it? Bekarna de Chamra. With a horn of a donkey. This was the answer of Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, we said, right? So, this is Mishra de Sakina. This is those knives that were planting over there. Haynu b'chinat chokhmat ata'a hanal. It's an aspect of the lowest wisdom, like we learned a few years ago. B'chinat malchut hanal, an aspect of the kingdom. Shehu limud, that it's learning. B'chinat ha'hasken hiskanti, leshon limud. Like that the donkey said to Bil'am, Hasken iskanti, leshon limud, means Hamelaf alifna, this is the translation, means that she was learning from him. Bechinat cherev nokemet, an aspect of a sword that is revenging. Shei bechinat malchut hanal, that is an aspect of the kingdom. This is Meshra de Sakina. Rashi was explaining. Meshra, Peresh Rashi, Rashi was explaining. Aruga. How is the Aruga? A row of knives. Hainu bechinat, it's an aspect of Zeakat Moshel v'chulei. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, כי אייל תערוג, like a deer that is, what? Yes, what? But what? תערוג means that he wants, that he desiring, that he is yearning. What?
He said thirst.
Thirst? Maybe. תערוג על אפיקי מים. Maybe. Nice. במאי קטללה, in what you're gonna cut that, פרש רשי, רשי explained it, במאי חותכין אותה, with what you're gonna cut it, היינו במה חותכין ומבדילין את המלכות הנעל, with what we're gonna cut and separate that kingdom, like that we learned in the beginning of that Torah, that the kingdom is, in the beginning, in the source, it belongs only to Hashem Yitbarach. There is one kingdom. But when it's falling, it's being divided to four. And we explained that this is the Arbat HaMelachim, the four kings. So actually we explained that when a person have the kingdom in a perfect way, so he believes that Hashem Yitbarach, he is the solution for all of his problems. But when the kingdom is falling, so he's got four kings. He believes in other options. Suddenly there are lawyers, suddenly there are police officers, there are rich people, there are doctors, I don't know what, all of the imaginations of this world. He starts to believe in them. He is giving them powers, authority. So, how we can cut the kingdom from them and to rise it back to Hashem, that we're going to have a complete faith, that we believe only in the Creator, only in Hashem Yitbarach, כדי להצילה, because we want to save it, מזעקה הנעל, from that shouting, that it's shouting, this is a Jew that is falling, a Jew is a mirror, is reflecting Hashem Yitbarach, he's part of the Shechina Kedusha, so when he is falling, under the hands of doctors, under the hands of lawyers, under the hands of governments, and I don't know what. So he's screaming. He doesn't know what to do. His neshama is screaming. He doesn't have no solutions. He doesn't know how to deal. What are you going to do? This doctor is saying not to do that, and that doctor is saying to do that, so he doesn't have an advice, and that lawyer is suggesting that, and that lawyer is suggesting something else. So he's under that, and he doesn't know what to do. So he's screaming. So the mercy that we should have is to give him faith, to bring him up, to believe in one Lord, in one Hashem Yitbarach, that he's the only one that can save us. Bibchinat, in the aspect of what it's written, Chatachol Arba Kanal, that he cut it to four, to save it from, like that Shmuel HaNavi cut Agag to four, that Agag took the kingdom to himself, so he divided him, he cut him, he separated the kingdom from him. וישיב להם, so we answer to them, בקרנה דחמרה, with the horn of a donkey. היינו, means, על ידי תוכחה, by rebuke, שעל ידי זה נתגלה החסד, that by that, the kindness is being revealed. What it means, the rebuke, that you accept the insultings, that Hashem Yitbarach is insulting you, that you are suffering what that goes on in your life, and you're accepting it, that you're not able to do Shalom Bayit, that you're not able to be a Baal Tefillah, that you're not able to be a Talmid Chacham, that you're not able to be a rich person, that you're not able to educate your kids like you wanted, that you're not. And accepting that rebuke, and doing tshuva, and accepting that, and saying to Hashem Yitbarach, but I want to. When you say to Hashem Yitbarach, I want to, you're bringing yourself back to the source of all good. You know that it all depends in Him. There is only one kingdom, only one God above, only one that can give me the things that I need. And it's not depends in me at all, at all, at all. I just have a will and I can express it. And this is it. And by that, the kindness is being revealed. Suddenly you realize that it was the biggest present of them all, that poverty that I went through. All of the difficulties that I had in my life. was the biggest gift of them all. It brought me to know Hashem. It brought me to hours and hours of prayers, of itvodeduyot, of limud haTorah, so many conversations with righteous people, with talmidei chachamim, consulting them and learning so much from them because of the difficulties that I had. So many times I went to Uman, went to the mikveh, gave tzedakot, cried. All of that merit because that I had those difficulties. Suddenly you recognize the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach in the difficulties, in the judgments. That even Yitzchak, that his gvura, is coming from Avraham, that is chesed. All of judgments, that is Yitzchak, Dina Kadisha, the holy judgments, are coming from Avraham Avinu. From the kindness of Avraham Avinu. He is the source of all judgments. And he's ready to sacrifice it. He can sacrifice, and the judgment themselves want to sacrifice themselves also. None of them wants to do no harm. They don't want to hurt this world at all. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking their will. The fact that Yitzchak Avinu wanted to be sacrificed, he was preparing himself for that, was enough for Hashem Yitbarach. So if it was enough for Hashem Yitbarach on Yitzchak, it's enough also on you. When you're not able to learn Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one that is holding you back from learning Torah, but you want to learn Torah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is washing your will. For Him, you've been sacrificed. For Him, you learned. For Him, you prayed. Maybe for you it's not enough, and you want to do it anyhow, and you don't care, and you're going to conquer it, and you're going to do that. But meanwhile, you should know that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. And if you're going to walk straight and not going to back off from that amazing will that you have, you're going to achieve it in the end. You're going to achieve it. In the end, instead of slaughtering Yitzchak, they slaughter the deer. And it's the same. The goat.
Ram.
Whatever, I'm sorry. Ram. The keves. Cannot say keves, ayal. Cannot say ayal. The ayal. The ayal. Aye hasel leolam. By the rebuke, the kindness is being revealed. Uvaze kotzrin, and by that we're cutting, harvesting, v'chotchin et hadalet, the dalet, the four, the options, the lack of faith. In an aspect of kitzru lefi chased kanal, harvesting with kindness, while you're recognizing the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach in the difficulties, you're separating yourself from that horrible attachment to those illusions, to those imagination powers, like that they have powers, and Hashem becomes to be again Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. And Hazan et ha'olam kulo betuvo. He's the one that gives the parnasa. He's the one that heals the sick people. He's the one that makes shalom bayit, ata shalom, v'shimcha shalom. He becomes to be everything. Not no one else. No one. Even not a rabbi. Even not a chief rabbi. Even not a righteous man. No one. There is only Hashem Yitbarach. When you see at your rabbi, when you look at your rabbi, the biggest rabbi of them all, the righteous man, the biggest righteous man of them all, you're looking at him and you're asking yourself, what Hashem wants from me? Not what Harav wants from me. Harav does not exist. Hashem. Hashem told me that I need to bend myself to the Harav. I'm going to bend myself to Harav. I'm going to honor him. I'm going to do whatever. He is the pipe, through him. He is the cup, he is everything. Everything is going through him. He is my Rav. But all it's Hashem Yitbarach. Not to fall into that, also no, Harav, 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 and to be dependent on Harav. You're not going to find Harav. You're not going to find Hashem, you're not going to find Harav, you're going to lose yourself. Also Harav, Harav is something that is coming to open a door for you to find Hashem. Each and every one of us have to find Hashem. Find Hashem. To have a daily conversation with Hashem. Alone, all alone. You and Hashem alone. Karna, that horn, the bichinat, kol hamochiach, the voice of the rebuker. בחינת קרן השופר, an aspect of the horn of the shofar. בבחינת, an aspect of הרם כשופר קולך. Like that it's written in Ishaya. הרם כשופר קולך, rise your voice like a shofar, והגד לעמי פשעם, and tell my nation their crime, means rebuke them. So the rebuke and the shofar is one aspect, is one bchina. Haynu tochecha hana, is that rebuke. Chamra, that donkey, זה בחינת יששכר חמור גרם. It's an aspect of יששכר חמור גרם. בחינות, an aspect of what it's written on יששכר, ומבני יששכר יודעי בינה לעיתים. They were very, very clever on the calendar, to set the times in the calendar, on the times. So, כי על ידי התוכחה, so because of the rebuke, because we said, karna the khamra, kamra karna khamra, the rebuke, it's the karna, by the rebuke malin ota la regalim, we're rising it back to the regalim, it's the holidays, like we learned that the happiness is the time of happiness, of joy, it's in the holidays, and in the holidays we're praising Hashem Yitbarach that he was the one where the faith is being revealed in the world in the time of the holidays. So actually it's like to come back to the faith. This is that aspect that we explained, that to come back to the faith in one God, in the Creator. Shu b'chinat bina la'itim kanal, that it's an aspect of that understanding on the time, like we learn. Aitu letrebi. Well, I think we're going to finish now. We're going to continue with that Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow. Bo'o Olam stop the time today. Bo'o Olam let the time move slowly, slowly today. Baruch Hashem. Shalom. Thank you very much.